And back to the hurricane site now. John DeSantis is city editor for the Daily Comet in Thibodaux. It's right dead on in the path of the storm there in Louisiana. We managed to reach him by phone a little earlier.
Currently, right now, we have wind and rain, as one might expect. Not as much wind and rain so far as people were thinking here, but certainly it's starting to set up a howl outside.
As I look at the map and the track of the hurricane, it looks like sort of the point of the storm is headed right for you.
That's correct. Yes. Well, the last that we heard, it was just outside of Port Fouchon, which is at the lower end of La Crosse Parish. So the winds have been picking up a bit, and that's what we're getting ready for here. So far, however, we are putting stuff up on the web, and we haven't stopped all night.
I hear people on the radio behind you. You must be at sort of emergency control headquarters or something?
No, not us. We're just communicating with our reporters. We have reporters out in different parts of the parish, and we're trying to keep in touch with them as we can and get what information they're getting as they travel with the authorities.
What are you going to do when your internet connection goes down?
We have actually so far we have reporters who are also out of town that we're in touch with. We're determined that we're going to keep reports on this storm on the internet no matter how we do it. And we got a lot of backup for that at www.dailycomet.com and at homatoday.com. We haven't stopped yet. We don't plan to stop.
You have reporters out trying to cover this story all over where this hurricane is going. There must be some point where you say, and where the reporters say to you, hey, I've got to stop for a while because there's a hurricane coming.
What we've done is we have our reporters strategically placed in such a way that they are as safe as we could expect under the circumstances. We're certainly not going to ask them to do anything that's foolish. They're embedded with authorities at different places, and so they're, you know, following the instructions of the emergency personnel that they are with.
When you say that 90% of the people have left the area, 10% haven't. Who's staying behind after the devastation of 3 years ago, and why?
Some of the people who stayed behind or have said they're staying behind that we've spoken to are just very stubborn people who have said that they're not leaving, that they didn't have to leave for the other storms, and that they're not leaving for this one. I've spoken to a few of them.
John DeSantis, city editor for the Daily Comet from Thibodaux, Louisiana.